Excited about another week. Looking forward to playing this game and, you know, getting back in our home stadium and seeing some of the things that, you know, really, after the game, I was really happy watching the film. Pleased with the effort. Obviously, there's some mistakes that need to be fixed, and looking forward to correcting them today and getting back on the field. But, you know, just finding another way for us to try to be at our best. That's the focus, you know, as a team, is to perform at our best. I felt like we've done that three times, and looking forward to doing it a fourth. You know, UTSA is coming off some injuries and some things that they have at quarterback, but you can tell they're well coached because they're able to function. I think they went to three or four quarterbacks that they've used this last game. So they're a really active team and physical, and looking forward to the matchup. But more than anything, looking forward to some of the things that we can do as a program and as a team to improve from this last game against La Tech to UTSA. So any questions you guys have for me, I'd love to answer them.
All right, let's go Jake Edmonds and then Mitch Harper.
Hey, Coach. So, I mean, a lot can be said maybe about UTSA's strength of schedule so far, but, you know, they're averaging over 5 yards a carry as an offense. Their running back's one of the top in the country. What have you seen on film that maybe makes him and specifically their offense difficult to defend on the ground?
I think – O-line, they're big O-line, and they use a tight end in the system. So I think, you know, running back gains a lot of yards, has good vision. So we're going to have to be on top of our game. And, you know, a lot of the things that we can control is us being fundamentally sound and learning our assignments and make sure that we keep improving on our technique. And so that's the focus. I'm not really worried about strength of schedule and all that stuff. All I care about right now and all we care about as a team is focusing on this game and making sure that we're, you know, at our best and correct some of the things that we saw that we can improve on and play tough football. That's what we're gonna plan on trying to do on Saturday.
Yeah, Kalani, what value is there for your program when your team is in the national conversation of college football like they are right now?
Well, I'm not really worried about that. Just trying to, like I said before, just trying to focus on getting done this week and getting things accomplished, you know, and improving as a team. I've asked the players not to worry about that, not to look at the media attention that we get. We don't worry about it before the season. Why worry about it during? And so trying to keep our team focused. We have a good mature group, a veteran group. So we're looking forward to these guys leading the way. And I'm excited to see how we, you know, go into game four and how we improve as a team. So that's the focus. Not really focused on anything else but that. Just trying to stay humble as a team and then stay hungry on things that we need to accomplish. We have a lot to prove still.
You mentioned in the past how your roster has a ton of experience, but how much of the success to this point do you credit to you and the coaching staff going through a lot together and having a lot of continuity experience as well?
Yeah, I think that helps. I mean, having the same system on offense and on defense be in place. And, you know, even though we may change some things up here and there, it's the having the foundation, the roots of everything be established is a big key. But, you know, I think that when I talk about experiences, it's nice. I look at this last game against La Tech, the last two drives for the defense were really important for us as a program. Not because we gave up a touchdown on a long 17 play drive, but because some of the things that we messed up in that drive. I mean, you have to give La Tech credit for scoring that touchdown and getting down and sustaining that drive. But we didn't help ourselves in some of those plays. And it was a lot of guys that I thought could perform better. And, you know, in the next drive, they were able to come out and force a turnover and end the game. So that stuff matters. And that's going to be valuable for us as a program when we get into those situations and then learn from it. I really don't care about stats other than winning the game. And all I care about second after that, after winning the game, is getting our guys experience on the field, because a lot of these guys are one play away from being on there and now one test away from being on the field. And that needs to matter the most. And as I think we probably on defense coached the most in that time, because we know how important it is for those guys to improve.
All right, let's go Jared Lloyd and then Jay Drew.
Kalani, you've been part of this business for a long time, and you know it's a performance-based business. You guys invested a lot in a lot of young players, you know, in the last few years. How nice is it to see some of that pay off and the guys being able to have that cohesion and the success level they're having so far this year?
I think everybody, the standard is everyone judges it on performance base and wins, but that's not my whole focus. My entire focus is being part of these young men's lives and being there to help them achieve their dreams. And that's the focus of our coaches and our staff here. And that's understanding what they stand for and what they're playing for, being a part of something bigger than themselves in this program. And so it's just been nice to see them, take advantage of that and have it all work out together. I think when guys feel comfortable and feel confident in what they're doing and what they're representing, I think it'll go a long way. And you can see the result being a positive thing for us. But that's my main focus. Isn't we want to win games stat wise and everything, but the individual matters to me, and the progress that they're making in all phases of their life matters to me the most.
Hey, Kalani, you're obviously putting together a pretty special season. Has that success and that winning contributed to the players maybe doing everything they can to avoid COVID, to do all the social distancing, all those measures? Has that kind of gone hand in hand?
Yeah, I don't know if you could limit it to one thing, but there's a collection of things that have helped us, and I think. Maybe the COVID test. If I'm going to answer your question, Jay, looking at it specifically, I don't think it could hurt, having them focus completely on school, that a lot of it's online, and football. And so not really focused on the social part of it. And I think that, that's what these guys are built around anyways. They want to get to the season and perform their best, but maybe it keeps them a little bit more extra focused, and I'm okay with that. But I think there's a lot of factors and variables that go into the success that we're seeing as a team, and one of it could be that. I think the major contributor is that we have really good leaders on this team and guys that are owning the program.
Last week you said they were handling it really well. Do you still feel that way? And are you still testing 3 times a week pretty much?
Yeah. I mean, I would have to say, without getting to the specifics, the last 2 weeks we've had a great results in our testing and lower numbers than we've ever seen. So if we keep trending that way, I think that'll help us out, not only keep our guys on the field, but, trying to minimize the spread. And, on this football team and in the program, even the support staff, we've seen the numbers really trend our way. Specifically, the last 2 weeks have been very favorable for us. So they're better than the weeks before that. So without getting to specifics, I can just say the last 2 weeks have been better than any time that we've been testing. So that's a good sign.
Any word yet on whether fans will be allowed Saturday?
I don't know. That's for Tom. But I would like to see our fans there. I think it'd be fun to have the players' families and fans represent. You've seen a lot of different areas, but our guys are used to. If not, we'll have to just keep doing what we're doing. I mean, we've had 3 games now with no fans, and we just got to keep the passion and excitement going. And then hopefully the fans can help feed to that. But we're not going to be worried about that. We're not going to be worried about fans in the stands. We're not going to be worried about anything other than focused on UTSA and trying to do everything we can to get competitive advantage during the week of preparation and practice. And then hopefully things go our way when we match up against UTSA on Saturday. They have all of our respect. We've watched tons of film. They've won games, and they had a close one last week, and very close to being undefeated coming into our house. And so we have a lot of respect for them, and all our focus needs to be just completely on this team and this week.
All right, let's go Jason Shepherd and then Jay Catch.
Kalani, you mentioned how there are still things for you to work on. What specifics are you guys focusing on right now that you still think there's room for improvement right now?
You can always improve on the fundamentals of the game. I mean, that long first scoring drive that they had I think Smoke Harris made a great – I mean, he's a great player, especially in space. But we didn't help ourselves by ankles and poor tackling. That's not the way that we tackle. And then on that one play, we saw a lot of guys panic and get stressed out and take bad angles. And that's the fundamental part of the game. But That's not indicative of who we are as a program and who we are as a defense. So we need to fix that, you know, and we need to tackle more in practice and need to do things to shore up that they don't develop bad habits. And so we do everything we can to make sure that fundamentally we're sound in this game and that our technique we can still focus on. It's not about schemes. It's about the simple things that really matter the most, pad level. You saw, you know, us be in bad position a couple times, which cost us, you know, some discipline issues. I mean, I don't think we've had big time problems with the discipline, but in this game, we jumped off sides and it cost us an interception, you know? And so there's just little things like that. We had a couple of holding calls that cost us yards and cost us possible points. And those cannot happen. And really it's just body position when talking about blocking, tackling, running to the ball, taking good angles and body position. That's what I'm focused on right now as a team and things that we could really focus on improving.
You had mentioned earlier that, you know, you don't want to focus on the attention. That's you're focusing on the game and that's it. Is there somewhat though of a balancing act? Because all of the attention that you're getting is all positive for the program and it helps promote the program. How do you balance that with not wanting the guys to buy in, but also still want the promotion of the program?
We don't need to talk about ourselves. Let everybody else do it. Whether it's positive or negative, let everyone else talk about it. We got to get things done. And I'm asking our players not to worry about what's being said out there. There's positive and negative things being said. Just focus on this game and focus on getting better. And that's all I care about. I mean, there's no balance. The balance is you guys keep it balanced on what you say, you know, and we just focus on what we're trying to get done. Not saying that we don't listen to you guys. We appreciate what you guys do for promoting BYU football, but we're focused on the game. We're not focused on reading stuff about the past things that we've done. All I care about is, you know, when you talk to Zach, I just talked to him walking through the hallways. He's already moved on to the next game. Stop patting him on the back. We're getting enough of that already. We celebrate and dance in the locker room after we win. After we leave, it's back to business. Grade the film and get better.
Kalani, Aaron Roderick made some comments to Yahoo Sports saying that the success you guys are having on offense right now is due in part to you guys going all in on these young players 3 years ago when him and Jeff Grimes showed up here. They said they ran that by you. They kind of sold you on it. Do you agree with that assessment from A-Rod?
I agree with playing the best players. I don't care if they're freshmen. I don't care about anything else. If they deserve it in competition, I don't know any other way than to reward the guys that have worked the hardest and have prepared the best. And in the competition at practice, rewarding the guys that deserve it. So it just happened that we had a lot of young guys that deserve to play, and we're comfortable making that change. And what it did is spark the other guys to get better themselves. And so that's always going to be the deal here. We have a lot of freshmen that come in, they're ready to play, and guys coming off missions that are hungry to play, and our depth chart will move and we'll shape it according to whatever, whoever's got the hot hand, whoever's got whoever's winning the competition. So as we speak now, there's guys still competing for playing time on Saturday, and they need to establish and confirm what we think or change our minds in the next next week before we get to Saturday's competition.
UTSA.
So I think committing to playing the best players and the fact that they happen to be young, yeah, that's a huge but it's what we do as a coaching staff. We're going to play the best guys.
UTSA has played three different quarterbacks. How tough is it to prepare for an opponent when you could see any of the three?
Yeah, we have to see who's going to take the snaps, you know, but I think we have to prepare for all of them. They all have their own unique skill set, but I think as an offense, they want to establish the run game. They have a really good back, big O line, big tight end, big tight ends that can block. And so really for us, it's, I think trying to get them to not be as balanced as they are would be the challenge, you know, and trying to minimize the run game and trying to establish our presence up front is going to be the key. But you have to give them a lot of credit. I think well-coached team, and you can see some of the things they got momentum. I think last week, if they had their quarterbacks, I think the starter was out before the game, and then their backup went in and got hurt in the first play. And that's, you just don't prepare for any of that stuff. But we've been there, you know, and we've seen that. But I think having the way that they're able to rally and still be competitive and have a chance to win the game, I think it came down to them getting the ball back at the end, but they roughed the punter. It shows you their aggressiveness on trying to win the game. So well-coached team, aggressive team, and looking forward to the matchup. I think they'll come in ready and they'll give us their best shot. We just need to make sure that we give them ours.
Okay, we're going to go Pat Graham and then Andrea Urban for our last two questions for Kalani.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Doing good, Pat.
Hey, so sorry, I know you asked not to pat Zach on the back too much, but a lot of people are tuning in for the first time and seeing him play. You see him all the time. I just want to know, what do you like about his game? What makes him kind of a special quarterback?
I mentioned his work ethic, but you know, the kid's a perfectionist, and I think he enjoys the game. He loves playing football, and he's willing to make a lot of sacrifices for that. So that usually will give you a good result, you know. And I like the fact that he's leading our team and complimenting everybody because he understands it's not just him. You hear him talk about how wonderful the protection has been up front, how the run game has been really good to complement him throwing the ball, and the receivers running the right routes and coming down with the ball and making great catches. So I love the fact that he's leading the team. He's been voted captain, and he's doing a great job being a good example of how hard to work. But I like the fact that he's including everybody in the success of what we're doing. So really pleased with him. Just looking forward to him moving on to the next one. And, you know, we're back to work. You know, we forgot about last week. And now I just need to move on and make sure that we stay consistent as a team.
Well said. Thank you very much.
Hi, Kalani. A lot of positives happening with you guys, obviously high-scoring games. And in your opinion, easy question, what is it that you like most about your team?
I like the closeness that they have. You could tell they love each other. And, you know, there's moments where you see how they react to certain players making plays, and even when the game seems like it's under control, you see the excitement and the energy on the sideline, and the players just they're so invested in each other and seeing each other have success, you know. And that's when you have some of the backup players in, and I turn around and look, and all the starters are up, jumping around and cheering them on. That's something special, and that's a huge credit to our leadership. And I love the way these guys are taking care of each other and the way that they work together, but more importantly, the way they love each other.